This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky and Lissa.
All right, earlier you did a story about Alex Rodriguez practicing his proposal to J-Lo.
I rehearsed 3 days in a row because I wanted the sunset to be perfect.
So and you rehearsed by yourself?
Yeah, but, well, I had my assistant Ashley with me. And
you proposed your assistant three times?
Yeah, well,
and we were going back and forth on this. I said, does anybody do this? And
I'm
you say, you know, you want
it,
you want to get it perfect, and maybe this was like a unique situation. It's Jennifer Lopez. You want everything to be just right. But do guys really do this?
I think most guys actually do it.
Bob claiming he did. How did it go down with you, man?
I practiced my proposal for my wife on my ex-fiance.
You did not.
What?
I did. So second time around, it was very easy.
You're screwing with us.
I'm not screwing with you. After I proposed to my ex-girlfriend that I needed to get rid of, I got rid of her and got with my now 7-year wife.
Right.
And the proposal was very smooth and easy. So my out was proposing. I've already had the ring, and, I mean, everything fell into place.
I'm confused. So when you proposed to the first girl, did you mean it, or did she know that she was practice?
Oh, no, she thought I was dead serious. I knew I was doing it, so I had an out. A couple days later, I said, you know what, I jumped the gun and made a big mistake, and this isn't going to work. But what? I got that first proposal out of the way.
Why didn't you just break up with her? That's so mean.
I know it's mean, but she was mean. It was the only way to get rid of her.
OMG.
Wow, okay. So the practice was
sometimes
actually...
Sometimes the best stories are true stories.
Right,
yeah. This is exactly how it went down.
Okay, I misunderstood it first. See, I thought he used his ex-fiance to practice, but no, he just...
Like, because they were still friends, but yeah, no.
But he just scammed her. He did a fake proposal on her, and that was what he's calling his practice proposal.
Best stories are true. I wish that story wasn't true.
Jim and Scranton, you are next. You practice your proposal?
Nah, Jim, I'm a bad example for that. I'm happily divorced for 4 months. That last guy was total BS. I'm calling out on that one. And
that's what we were kind of thinking, yeah.
You gotta do a better job screening these people. Come on, man. The best stories are the ones that are true. So... that's the only reason I'm calling. Have a great day.
All right.
You too.
Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.